So today I said we wanted to get into the inyan of Zecha LeMikdash, the general sugya, the Shas topic of Zecha LeMikdash, before we move on to Chadash. So in our Mishnah, the Mishnah had said that Mishkar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh Shei Lulav Nital B'Medina Shiva Zecher LeMikdash. So the Gemara asks, Minalan Da'avdina Zecha LeMikdash. How do we know you're supposed to do a Zecha LeMikdash? Whoever told us that one is obligated to make any sort of Zecha LeMikdash. Thank you very much. Amrav Yochanan Damar Kra, Kiala Ruchalach Mimakasech Arapech Num Hashem. Hashem says, I will heal your wounds. Ki Nidche Karulach Tzion Hi Doresh Ein La. Yirmiyahu Anavi laments the fact that no one is being Doresh Tzion, that no one is looking after, seeking after Zion. So that is sad to Yirmiyahu Anavi. And therefore we learn, Doresh Ein La, if he's lamenting that there's no Doresh, Mechal Debaya Drisha. That tells us that it must be that you're supposed to be Doresh, that we are looking for, that we're someone's supposed to be on the lookout, looking for Tzion, seeking Zion. Now, a couple of questions. Number one, there is a Gemara Maseches Bava Basra on Daf Samech Amud Beis, the very last Amud in the third parak of Maseches Bava Basra. Third parak is about 30 blot long, very, very major parak in Shas, third parak of Bava Basra. So this is a Gemara that tells us how people dealt with the Chorban HaBayis when the Beis HaMikdash was originally destroyed. So it's hard to even relate to that kind of event occurring, and how one deals with it religiously when the epicenter of your religion has just been raised to the ground and completely destroyed. So people had different reactions. So one of the reactions that people had, the Gemara says, is that they were no egg rabu prushin bi Yisrael shelo lechel basar v'lo lishus yayin. They decided they weren't going to eat meat or drink wine anymore. So Rabbi Yeshua said, okay, I need to speak to these people because it's an unhealthy reaction. So he said to them, what's going on? Why aren't you eating meat and drinking wine? They said, well, it reminds us too much of the Beis HaMikdash, because meat's ideal purpose is to be used as meat of a karban on the Mizbeach. Yayin nesachim on the Mizbeach. So it's very sad for us, and therefore it's too depressing. How can we eat meat and drink wine when meat and wine just reminds us of what's brought in the Mizbeach? So Rabbi Shua says, I hear your point, but if that's the case, then you shouldn't eat bread either, because karbanos mincha are made of grain, made of breads. Bread in the sense of either matzah or bread. Most karbanos mincha are matzah, they're not bread. The only two that are bread are v'shtei alechem and shavuos, and some of the loaves of a karban todah. Otherwise, every karban mincha is matzah. But bottom line is, matzah bread, it's made out of grains. So every time you eat bread, it should be reminiscent of the Beis HaMikdash. You shouldn't eat bread either. So they said, you're right, we're going to eat only fruits. We're not going to eat bread either. So he said, well, you got another problem. Fruits were also brought by the Mizbeach, Bikurim. They would bring the first fruits. So they said, yeah, that's true, you're right, but Bikurim is only the seven fruits that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. So we'll stay away from olives and grapes and, you know, no one eats those, you know, pomegranates. We'll subsist on cantaloupes and apples and oranges and those kinds of things, and vegetables, and, you know, we'll eat a lot of salads and things like that. So that's how we're going to deal. So Rabbi Shua says, yeah, but what are you going to do about water? Because Nisuch HaMayim was something they did every year in Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash. So if you're not going to be able to drink water because it's going to be reminiscent of the Nisuch HaMayim. So they said, they were stumped. Shasku. They had nothing to respond. So Rabbi Shua said, listen, to say that you shouldn't be Mesabel at all, I can't do, because such a traumatic event occurred, we can't not be Mesabel. To be Mesabel, Yosem Midai, we can't do either, because Ein goes in Gzeira al Sibra, and we can Rov Sibri Chol Namad Ba. You're not allowed to make Gzeiros that the majority of the people can't live by. And to make Gzeiros like this, that no one can eat meat, no one can drink wine, it's just too much. You can't make such Gzeiros. So he said, here are the three things that we should do. He suggested three Gzeiros. Number one, he says, when you build a house, leave an amal ama by Keneged HaPesach as Zecher L'Churban. Leave an unfinished amal ama. I'm sure you've seen this sometimes. Some people, when they build houses, actually observe this halacha. It's according to Shulchan Aruch, it's halacha. When you build a house, you leave an amal ama. Not when you buy a house. That's why most of our homes were bought from someone else. We didn't build it from scratch, and there's no requirement of amal ama. Amal ama is when you build a house. Of course, if you buy a house, knock it down and, you know, build a new one, So then there is a requirement of leaving an Amal Lama. When you leave that Amal Lama, just parenthetically, it's supposed to be unfinished. It's not supposed to be finished and just painted a different color. A lot of times people will just paint it black or something, or they'll write Imeshkachech Yerushalayim or something on the Amal Ama. You know, that's as a partial kiyum of this. I asked Rabbi Willig about it once, and he said, that's not a Zecher LeMikdash, that's a Zecher to the Zecher LeMikdash. Meaning it's like the Zecher LeMikdash leaving it unfinished, so they're like doing a Zecher to the Zecher LeMikdash. But anyway, that's one suggestion. The other suggestion is that when you set your table, leave out a little bit. You should leave out the Kasa Daharsina, whatever that is. And the third thing is, when a woman makes her jewelry, she should leave off a little bit from her jewelry. She should leave off a bas tzida, whatever, some sort of head ornament from her jewelry. So the Gemara says, how do we know that you have such a din? How do we know that you have such a din to make all these different things as a zeicha l'churban? So the Gemara says, pasukin tehillim. Pasuk says that we can't forget Jerusalem, and that's how we know that you have a chiyuv to do this zecher. What does the pasuk mean when it says al rosh simchasi, that you should put the Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi, on the top of my simcha? So Gemara says ze'efer maklash brosh chasanim. That's referring to the ashes that we put on the chasan's head. We still do it to this day. We're b'makom tefillin, they put some ashes on the chasan's head. Some are knowing to do it before the chasan walks down to the chuppah. Some are knowing to do it under the chuppah. They put a little bit of ash on the chasan's head. Nowadays, the caterers are so good in knowing everything that has to be done at a wedding, like it used to be. When the first couple of weddings that I did, that I was Masada Kiddushin at, I was like, prepare the ashes in advance, which was always annoying for me, because unless you have a cigarette, it's very hard to prepare ashes. If you try to burn a piece of paper, like, it just flies all over the place. Like, you know, it's hard to get ashes and, like, contain them in... It doesn't sound like it should be hard, but it is. So the caterer, now when you go under the chuppah, they usually have, like, set up for you already a little glass with the ashes in it already. So that's a minhag that we do. At my own wedding, I didn't have it because I asked Rav Shachter if he's going to bring the ashes. He said, "You bring the ashes." So I forgot. Didn't have ashes. But anyway, it's all a kiyum of imeshkachech Yerushalayim tishkachi mini tidbak lishoni l'chiki. Good. So question number one. Why do we have a different pasuk in Gemara Baba Basra Daf Samach and Beis than we have over here in Sukkah Daf Memalef? They're both talking about making a zecher l'migdash. So why is it that it's a different zecher l'migdash in a different pasuk to teach me the chiyuv of zecher l'migdash in the two places? That is question number one. Now, just to enhance that a little bit, to enhance that question a little bit more, the pasuk in Tehillim. Excuse me. Yeah, the pasuk in Tehillim seems to be a better pasuk, because the pasuk in Tehillim is much more definitive about making the zecher. The pasuk in Tehillim expresses the idea in a much more convincing and conclusive way than the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Again, Tehillim is imeshkachech. Yirmiyahu is doresh einla. Yirmiyahu is just lamenting doresh einla. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu doesn't give us a definitive obligation to remember Tzion. It's an inference that we make from what Yirmiyahu Hanavi says, that Tzion is considered abandoned and hopeless and no one is concerned with it. So we say, oh, sounds like that's not the ideal, that someone should be concerned with it. The pasuk in Tehillim is a very clear-cut statement that the Jews have taken it upon themselves with an oath not to forget Tzion. So if you can ask the question, it's not just why they're two different psukim, but why use the pasuk in Yirmiyahu at all? The pasuk in Tehillim is so much of a better pasuk. It's about us promising that we are not going to forget Jerusalem, and that if it does, then tidbak l'shoni l'chiki, then I shouldn't be able to speak. My tongue should be attached to my cheek. I shouldn't be able to speak at all, if not for the fact that I remember Yerushalayim. So it's a very strong lashon of a shavua, not to forget Yerushalayim. So very, very strange. A, that we even have two psukim, and B, that if we're going to have the two psukim, why not? If we're going that our Gemara uses the pasuk in Yirmiyahu at all, it seems that the pasuk that the Gemara in Babasra, Daf Samach, uses is a much better pasuk. That's question number one. Question number two: take a look in source number 16. The Gemara tells us Menachas Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, last two lines, Gufa. Amar Abaye, talking about Sfiras HaOmer in Yonah Diyoma. Amar Abaye, mitzvah l'mimni yomi or mitzvah l'mimni shvui. There's a mitzvah to count the days and a mitzvah to count the weeks of Sfiras HaOmer, which is what we do, obviously. We count days and weeks. Some Rishonim held there are two brachas. Rabbeinu Yerucham holds, make a separate bracha on the mitzvah that he holds. If it's mamish two mitzvahs, it's mamish two mitzvahs. One mitzvah to count days, another mitzvah to count weeks. He makes separate brachas on the weeks. Probably only at the end of the week, right? Probably not each day, because you're only really counting the weeks at the end of the week. But anyway, that's what Rabbi holds. Two separate mitzvahs, mitzvah to count days and weeks. Rabbanan Debei Ravashi, monu yomi umanu shvui. And the Rabbanan Debei Ravashi did just that. But Ameimar, monu yomi v'lo mani shvui. Ameimar counted days, didn't count weeks. Why? Torah says count both, days and weeks. Two separate psukim. One says that you count chamishim yom, and the other one says Shiva Shavuos. So we have two separate psukim that tell us to count Sfiras HaOmer. One tells us about days, one tells us about weeks. So why would a Meimar only count days and not weeks? Says the Gemara, Amar, because he explains Zecher LeMikdashu. That it's a Zecher LeMikdash. So that's why he's only counting days and not weeks. How does that answer anything? Well, because it's a Zecher LeMikdash, you only count days and not weeks? Why does the fact that it's Zecher LeMikdash play any role whatsoever? So Pashup Shad is that if Sfiras HaOmer is only Zeich LeMikdash, then it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. So if it's a Din D'Rabbanan, apparently, because it's D'Rabbanan, you only count days, you don't count weeks. The fact that something is D'Rabbanan, that Sfiras HaOmer is D'Rabbanan, not D'Oraisa, means that you don't count it the way it otherwise would have been counted. Had it been D'Oraisa, then you do Sfiras HaOmer properly. Since it's Rabbanan, we don't do it totally correctly. Now, Rav Shechter writes in Mipnei Arav, in his Kuntras Binyani Sfiras HaOmer, which he writes is a collection of Shiurim from Rav Soloveitchik with a few extra Mar Mekomos added in, as follows. That maybe what the Machlokas really is about between Abaye and Ameimar, whether you count the weeks or not, is what is the mechayev of Sfiras HaOmer? What is mechayev us to count the Omer? Is it that the 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, when that calendar day comes, count the Omer? Or is it the carbon Omer that's mechayev Sfiras HaOmer? Nafgamina is bizman hazeh. Do we still have a mitzvah d'orais of Sfiras HaOmer? If the mechayev is the second day of Pesach, well, we still have a second day of Pesach. So then we have a chiyuv Sfiras HaOmer. But if the mechayev is not the second day of Pesach, it's the Korban Omer that's the mechayev of Sfiras HaOmer. So then, nowadays we don't have a hakravas Korban Omer anymore, and therefore Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh should only be midrabanan. That's the pashup shot, that they're arguing whether it's d'orais or d'rabanan, and the kudus ha-machlokas, whether it's d'orais or d'rabanan, is what's the mechayev of Sfira. Frekt Reb Chaim, Rav Shechter quotes, Frat Reb Chaim, let's say in the Beis HaMikdash, for some reason, one year, they didn't bring the Korban Omer. Are you going to say that there's no mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer anymore? Midoraisa? If they didn't bring the Korban Omer? Reb Chaim said, it can't be. When they had a Beis HaMikdash, it had to be that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is going to be Doraisa, whether they brought the Korban or not. There can't be a machlokas in the Gemara whether the mechayev of Svira is a Korban Omer or the day of the second day of Pesach. Because if that were true, then if for whatever reason they missed the Korban Omer one year in the Beis HaMikdash, there wouldn't be Sfiras HaOmer midoraisa in the Beis HaMikdash, and that can't be. Sfiras HaOmer must be daraisa in the Beis HaMikdash no matter what. So what is the machlokas Amoraim, and subsequently the machlokas Rishonim had a paskin, whether Sfiras HaOmer is Rabbanu daraisa? What's it tali in? It's totally in as follows. Is Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita of Kitcha L'Asadava? Why? How is it totally in that issue? The Mechayiv of Sfiras HaOmer, says Reb Chaim, is neither the Korban Omer nor the second day of Pesach. is a third mechayiv. The mechayiv is a chiyuv of Sfiras HaOmer. That when one is chayiv in Sfiras HaOmer, a chiyuv in the Karban HaOmer rather, when one is chayiv in Karban HaOmer, that generates a chiyuv in Sfiras HaOmer. Whether you actually do the Karban HaOmer or not, the very fact that you're obligated in Karban HaOmer creates an obligation in Sfiras HaOmer. Are we obligated bizman hazeh in Karban HaOmer? When the Beis HaMikdash was around, obviously they were obligated in Karban HaOmer. So says Reb Chaim, whether they brought it or not, it doesn't make a difference. Sfiras HaOmer is going to be daraisa, because there was definitely an obligation in the Karban. And the obligation in the Karban is the mechayiv of the Sfira. So that's going to be pashut. Nowadays, are we obligated in Karban HaOmer? So he says it depends. Once again, he says it depends. Is Kedusha Rishon a Kitchen L'Shaita a Kitchen L'Aslava or not? Is the Kedusha Rishon still there? If the Kedusha HaMikdash is still there, Elamai, for some sort of onus, we're unable to bring the Karban, we don't have a Mizbeach, we're unable to bring the Karban HaOmer, so we still have a Chiyuv, it's just we're Pater. We have an exemption from that Chiyuv, but the Chiyuv is there. If that's the case, then Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is Daraisa. But if Kedusha Rishon is lo kitchel asalavo, the Kedusha Rishon is not still there, so then there's no chiyuv in the first place of a Karban HaOmer. If there's no chiyuv of a Karban HaOmer, memela there's no chiyuv midaraisa of Sfiras HaOmer. And then you'd hold Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh drabanan, and he says, that's why the Rambam is beautiful. Rambam paskins in the sixth paragraph of Hilchos Beis HaBechira that Kedushas HaMikdash is Kedshalas Lavo, and that's why the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tridim Musafim that Sfiras HaOmer even Bizman HaZeh is Daraisa, because we have that Kedusha, Memela Sfiras Daraisa. Yeah.
How could
Chaim
say that the Mechayev of Sfiras the Karban HaOmer when?
Is the Mechayev is a Chi of Karban HaOmer, right, not the actual Karban HaOmer. Yeah, I'm never sure exactly how that works out, unless it's maybe the chiyuv of the omer, the chiyuv, and this may actually answer the question, because if the mechayiv is, what's the other alternative? Say the mechayiv is the actual carbon omer, meaning the hakravas omer, that's even worse, because that's done sometime in the morning before chatzos hayom, our gemara says, and the sefira should have been done the night before. Reb Chaim actually makes it better. Because it could be that the chiyuv sets in the night before. You just can't actually do the hakrava until the next day. So if the mechayiv of the svira is a chiyuv karban omer, so that could actually work out very well. Because the chiyuv karban omer might be earlier the night before, it's just that you don't actually bring it. You know, chiyuv karban omer involves making sure you do a ketziras haomer. You know, it involves all the preparatory steps as well. So it could be that the yom is a mechayiv. That's always a question. Do you assume, even for mitzvahs that can only be done during the day, the night before, because that calendar day has come, it's already considered that you're mechuyev in that mitzvah. I think we've mentioned this in regards to lulav. Do we say the night before, the first night, it's already considered that it's already the zman on some level of lulav, even though obviously you can't actually do the mitzvah. The night before Shavas or Batamas, are you allowed to get married? Is it 3 weeks yet? Does it count as 3 weeks yet? Of Salveich, Machlokes of Salveich, and of Moshe. So you have what to work with over there. I don't know the Reb Chaim inside, I just know from Reb Shechter, but maybe that's one of Reb Chaim's rayas, that it can't be the Karban HaOmer that's the Mechayiv, that it has to be the Chiyuv of the Karban HaOmer that's the Mechayiv. Okay. So, where am I going with all this? So we have a Gemara Menachos that tells us there's a machlokas whether we bring the machlokas whether we count Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh with days and weeks or just days. And the Gemara seems to say the machlokas is whether it's daraisa or drabanan. If it's daraisa, then you count with days and weeks. If it's drabanan, you count with just days. Fine. What is the machlokas whether it's daraisa or drabanan? So we saw Reb Chaim, the general explanation, the Omer or the Yom, whatever, however you want to say, right? There is a Ran at the end of Pesachim that I've quoted a lot, I think. It's a very famous Ran. Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches, the Gemara tells us that you do a Seba for 2 cups of wine on the night of the Seder. you lean for two of the cups. The Gemara says, Itmar Mishmei Rav Nachman, that Trey Kasi Kamai by Yaseba, that they said in the name of Rav Nachman the first two cups, and Itmar Mishmei Rav Nachman, that Trey Kasi Basrei, that the last two cups require Yaseba. But we don't know which one is true, whether it's the first two or the last two, so the Gemara says, Kivi lo Itmar Hilchsa lo Kamar v'lo Kamar, Kulu by Yaseba, something like that. That since we don't know which way to paskin, first two cups, last two cups, we do a seba on all four cups. Frek the Ran, mitzvah v'seba on the lela seder is a mitzvah midrabanan. Normally when you have a savik drabanan, what's the rule? Lekula. What are we doing over here? We're going lechomer, we're leaning for all four cups. Ran gives a couple of answers, they're all very interesting. One of the answers that he gives is, what's the big deal? Just lean. You drink in the cups anyway. So to go like that is so hard. When are we going to say something about a lekula when it's like a big deal? We don't want to be matriach you. But to lean for four, big deal, so lean. We're not going to say something about a lekula when it's so easy. Similarly, domela zeh, I think we could ask on this Gemara, and found the Sfasemis asked the Kashra, Shechtu asked the Kashra, but Sfasemis also asks it. Shai Shechtu pointed out to me, Sfasemis also asks it. What are we saying? Amemar, because he held Sviris Homer is only Drabanan, so he wasn't going to be Matriach himself to count weeks. He was only going to count days. What's the big deal? Just count the weeks. I mean, how much time does it take up? Why wouldn't you count the weeks? Because it's Drabanan, I need to be more Makil because it's Drabanan. This is really where you need to cut the corners? This is really where you need to be Makil? Why can't you just count? Count the days and the weeks. It doesn't cost you anything. Those are the kashas. So the yisod that Rav Soloveitchik used to answer all these kashas is the Baal Ma'or at the very end of Maseches Pesachim. So you take a look at it at some point today. Baal Ma'or at the very end of Pesachim is probably the most famous Baal Ma'or in all of Shas. He says, "Ubesfiras Omer Yesha Shoalin, Mata Aminu Omer Bozman." Number one, why is there no Shachiyonu by Sfiras Omer? Furthermore, he says, why don't we count without a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni Shal Pesach? Like we say by Sukkah, that we do on Shemini Atzeres, B'chutz Laretz, we, Yisuvi Yosvinu Bruchel Amarachinu, we don't make a bracha. So Sfir Samar, on the second day of Pesach, since it might still be the first day, we should also not make a bracha. Number three says, why in Chutz Laretz don't we count twice every night? Today is the 22nd or maybe 21st day of the Omer. Depending which day was really Yom Tov Rishon. Sfeikat Yoma. So Sfeikat Yoma, we should count twice every night. So, okay, we're not going to get into the answers to all the questions, but in terms of the Shechiyanu question, listen to his answer. Shalom Atzinu Birchas Man, Ela B'Dover Sheyesh Bo Shum Hana'a. We only find the brach of Shechiyanu on something that gives you a geshmak. Kigon nitilas lulav shu bala simcha, nitilas lulav, that's misameach a person. Tkiyah shofar lezikaron ben Yisrael avim shva shemayim. Tkiyah shofar is symbolic of a Kadosh Baruch Hu remembering us. Mikra Megillah dechas rachmana alan uparkinon. Mikra Megillah, we remember how Hashem saved us. Pidyon aben shemivarich avia ben shechiyanu vishav yatsa beno misafek nefel. Pidyon HaBen, up until 30 days, the baby is, you know, it's touch and go, and the baby's going to survive. He's not necessarily a Bar Kayama. He makes it to 30 days. Ah! Oh, now he's not an Eiffel anymore. L'sfira Sa'omer, ein bo zecher l'shum hana'a. But by Sfira Sa'omer, it's so not geshmak. We're not remembering anything good. Elo la'agmas nafshenu l'churban beis ma'avyenu. We're remembering the sad, depressing fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. That's what Sfiras HaOmer is, Bizman HaZeh. A commemoration of the sad, depressing fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Let me ask you something. Why such a negative view on Sfira? We take Lulav Kol Shiva, Zeichel HaMikdash, and he says, oh, that's joyous! That's Simcha! We do Sfiras HaOmer, Zeichel HaMikdash, as the Gemara says, that's depressing. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. We take lulav, we don't have a Beis Hamikdash anymore either. Why is he assuming that by lulav it's simcha, by Sefirah Solomon it's sad? So Soloveitchik explains so beautifully. Soloveitchik explained the yesod is there are two different gemaras that quote Zeichel HaMikdash. They quote completely different hanhagos that we do and different psukim that they're based on. That's the gemaras that we started with. Our gemara, which appears in a couple of other places in Shas, Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed also, but Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph, and the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Samach. He says, these are two profoundly different mitzvahs. It's not the same thing. They both use the same terminology, but Rav Soloveitchik says, Rav Soloveitchik coins his own terminology. He says, the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph is about Zecher LeMikdash. The Gemara in Babasra Daf Samach is about Zecher L'Churban. Very different. In Babasra, what are we doing? We're putting ashes on our head, we're taking off jewelry, we're leaving out place settings, we're making our house ugly. We're remembering destruction, we're remembering sadness. Imeshkacheich Yerushalayim Tidbak L'Shoni L'Chiki. Sadness! In our Gemara, we're not remembering sadness. In our Gemara, we are doing what we did in the Mikdash. We are reenacting what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. They used to take Lulav Kol Shiva. We're going to take Lulav Kol Shiva. We're reenacting the joy of the Mikdash. Doresh Ein La Mechlal Debayi Drisha means that Doresh Ein La, no one is seeking Yerushalayim. So we should seek what they did in the Beis HaMikdash and reenact that. We should try to bring some of that joy of the Beis HaMikdash into our own lives. It's a much more positive mitzvah. That's in our Gemara. Two completely separate chiyuvim. What about Sefirah HaOmer? Which Gemara does it belong in? The fact that we count the Omer Bizman HaZeh, is that Zeichel HaMikdash, Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph? Or is it Zeichel HaChorban, Bava Basra Daf Samach? So he suggested, what the Baal HaMaor was telling you is that although it sounds more like a Zecher HaMikdash, because we're doing what they did in the Mikdash, the Baal HaMaor is telling you that it's really a Zecher L'Churban. That when we count Sefirah HaOmer, it's not meant as an upbeat kind of mitzvah, it's meant as an Imesh Kacheich Yerushalayim mitzvah of a Zecher L'Churban. The only thing is, if we were to do it exactly the same way they did it when they had a Beis HaMikdash, then it would be a big problem. Because then it would seem more like a Zecher HaMikdash mitzvah, less like a Zecher HaChorban mitzvah. So if it's going to be a Zecher HaChorban mitzvah, we have to do it in a way that's not quite the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So comes along a Meimar and he says, here's my minhag. I'm going to count days and I'm not going to count weeks. You know why? Because it's Zecher HaMikdash. Or in Rav Salveitchik's terminology, because it's Zecher HaChorban. I'm not going to do the mitzvah the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, because if I were to do it the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, well then that's not a proper zecher. I'm trying to remember the sadness. I'm trying to be Mekayim Imashkechech Yerushalayim, not Sion Hi Doresh Ein La. Totally different kiyum, totally different mitzvah. And that's why, yeah, it's easy to count the Shavuos, but he couldn't. Because if you were to count the Shavuos, then it would be doing it exactly the way it was done in the Mikdash. That would imply Zecher HaMikdash, not Zecher HaChorban. He wants to be Mekayim Zecher HaChorban. That's what Sefirah HaOmer is. That's why Sefirah HaOmer doesn't get Zman, doesn't get a bracha of Shechianu. Now, there are a lot of reasons given in the poskim why we observe Avelis during the days of Sefira. So, most famously, the Gemara says the 12,000 pairs of Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died. The Zohar says, no, they observed the days of Avelis even before that. Sefira Somer was always a time of Avelis. Zohar says, even when there was a Beis HaMikdash, it was a time of Avelis. Traditionally, this was always a time of Avelis, which is surprising. Because we know the Ramban al Torah writes that Sefirah HaOmer is really like a Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos being the two ends of the Yantav Sefirah HaOmer, so it should really technically be a joyous time. But the Zohar already refers to the idea that it's a sad time. So says Rav Soloveitchik, maybe one of the reasons we observe Avelus is because the very mitzvah that we do each and every day is a mitzvah of Avelus. It's a mitzvah of Zecher l'Churban. Every single day, as we count the Sefirah, we're remembering the Churban. Maybe that's part of the reason that we observe Avelus during Sefirah. This also answers the question we asked yesterday. We gave a few other answers to it, but this answers it a little bit better. Tells us in Megillah, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, Achar Shabirech Al Sefirah Omer Yehi Ratzon Sheyivne. After you count Sefirah Omer, you say Yehi Ratzon that the Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt. Why don't we do that after we take Lulav? It's also Zecher L'Mikdash. No, it's not the same. Sefirah Omer is a Zecher L'Churban. Lulav is a Zecher L'Mikdash. Sefirah Omer is a sad mitzvah. Because of the sadness as a Zecher L'Churban, so afterwards we daven, look, Ribbono Shel Olam, look how terrible this mitzvah was in comparison to what it could be. Bring us back a Beis HaMikdash. Lulav, it's not so terrible. We're doing exactly what they did in the Beis HaMikdash with the Lulav. It's a Kiyum of Dorei Sheinla. It's a much more upbeat Kiyum. It's hard to call Yirmiyahu HaNavi upbeat, but you know what I mean. It's more of a celebration of what they used to do. Totally against the Imrei Emes, we said yesterday. How Lulav was so depressing and they needed Yom HaNef Kulo Aser to teach Meheri about the Beis HaMikdash, and that it's more upbeat. There was a guy in Lawrence, Baruch David Schreiber, who big Talmud Chacham, I think he's an attorney, who publishes a series of svarim called Nora'os Harav. He never learned in YU, he learned in Torah Vadas, but he writes up the Rav Shiurim from recordings. Beautiful job he does. So in one of the issues of Nora'os Harav, he writes up this inyan. This chilik between Zecher L'Mikdash and Zecher L'Churban, and he points out that Dafka by Lulav, Soloveitchik pointed out, that Dafka by Lulav, when we do the Zecher L'Mikdash, it has to be an upbeat mitzvah. Because what is the, how did the Torah formulate the mitzvah of Lulav Nital b'Mikdash Kol Shiva? What does the Torah say? By Yom Rishon outside of Mikdash, the Torah says, Ulekachtem Lachem b'Yom Rishon. How does the Torah formulate the mitzvah to take Lulav b'mikdash kol shiva? Usmachtem l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem. The mitzvah of Lulav kol shiva, by its very definition, is a mitzvah of simcha. The only way we can actually commemorate that properly is by doing it with simcha. If we take Lulav kol shiva without any simcha, then we're not actually doing the Zecher L'Mikdash. What's the chiluk? The mitzvah of lekachtem is a very mechanical mitzvah. It's a ma'isa mitzvah. I pick it up, mida'ag bei nafak bei. That's lekachtem. I pick it up, I'm yotzei. That's it. I did the mitzvah. The mitzvah of usmachtem, the ma'isa mitzvah is to pick it up. But the kiyum is a kiyum shebelev. Normally, by most mitzvahs, we've said this many times, ma'isa mitzvah and kiyum mitzvah come together. They're one and the same. I put on tefillin and I have tefillin. That's it. That's my mitzvah. I eat matzah. It's my mitzvah. I pick up a lulav. That's my mitzvah. On day one. But in the mikdash kol shiva, the ma'isa mitzvah is picking up the lulav. The kiyuma mitzvah is a sense of simcha of being lefnei Hashem. Where else do we find this? Chiluk ma'isa mitzvah, kiyuma mitzvah? So we'll go through a couple of the examples again. Kriya Shema, what's the Maisa Mitzvah? Saying the words of Shema, what's the Kiyuma Mitzvah? Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. You need to have Kabbalah Belev that you're accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rule over the world. Tefillah, Maisa Mitzvah, saying the words. Kiyuma Mitzvah is the Avodah Shebelev of complete surrender to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avelus, Maisa Mitzvah, sit on the floor, don't wear leather shoes. Rambam lists in the 8th parak of Hilchos Avelos, 10 Nihuge Avelos. Don't bathe. Maisa Mitzvah is doing all those things. Kiyuma Mitzvah, though, is a Kiyuma Shebelev, of feeling a sense of mourning. Those are the classic examples. That's why the Gemara says, we mentioned this at some point this year, last year, an Avel is not knowing his Avelus Beregel, the Gemara says, Moy Katan Yudalar and Beis, because Asi Asay de Rabim on Yantif, the Asay de Rabim of Yantif is Docha the Asay de Yachel of Avelus. Fractor of Salvatric, what's the stira between Yantif and Avelus? Is there an Isser on Yantif to sit on the floor? Is there an Isser on Yantif to wear sneakers? Is there a mitzvah on Yantif to bathe? To shave? There's no stira. Is there an Isser for an Avel to eat meat and drink wine, which is what you're supposed to do on Yantif? Why can't you do them both? There's no stira whatsoever between Yantif and Avelus. Why does the Gemara say, oh, you can't do Avelus on Yantif because the Simchas Yantif is more important than the Avelus? There's not a contradiction. Says the Rav, it's not a contradiction in the Maisa Mitzvah, but in the Kiyuma Mitzvah, it's absolutely a contradiction. The Kiyuma Mitzvah of Simchas Yantif is a Kiyum Shabalev of Simcha. The Kiyuma Mitzvah of Avelus is a Kiyum Shabalev of feeling a profound sense of mourning. So yeah, and the actions, but if an Avel, he gives the example, if an Avel were to say, okay, I'm wearing sneakers, I'm sitting on the floor, and I'm going to listen to music and dance. You know, gyrate to the sounds of the music. That's Avelus? Of course not. That's terrible. That's not Avelus. Because he's demonstrating that he has absolutely no Kiyum Shabalev. Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh's Takana of Lulav Nitol B'Mikdash B'Medina Kol Shiva was not meant to get us to be sad. Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh wanted that the joy that every Jew experienced in the Beis HaMikdash and the inspiration, the Usmachtim Lufnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yamim, he wanted us to experience that too. Elamai, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so how in the world are we supposed to experience that? So when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there were two options in front of us. Option number one, we could declare that a Jew can no longer experience Lufnei Hashem, that there's no longer such a thing as Lufnei Hashem. We're done. And that would undermine the entire existence of the Jewish people. Not the best option. Option number two, if we can't go to be Lufnei Hashem, maybe Hashem could be with us so that we could be Lufnei Hashem. In the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Kedushas HaMikdash, so Elamai, we're going to have to sanctify the rest of the world, wherever we can be. And then we will be Lifnei Hashem. The Beis HaMikdash has to be expanded over the entire globe. That was the Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Minolan davdin on Zecher LeMikdash, asks our Gemara, not Zecher LeChorban, that's Babasar Davsanach. How do I know that we bring remnants of the Beis HaMikdash with us throughout the globe, wherever Jews may find themselves? Tzion hi dorei she'en la. Drisha is very different than Zechira. Drisha means that we seek, we search. Ribbono Shalom isn't available in Yerushalayim, he's not in Har HaBayis, we're going to find where he is. We're going to bring him wherever we can bring him. That's Drisha. That's the mitzvah that's mentioned in our Gemara. This Yisod that Rav Salvechik has of Zech LeMikdash versus Zech LeChorban also appears. He used to say it over, and Noros Haravi quotes it. He used to say it over that it appears just in a single pasuk in Eicha. Pasuk says, Zichri Yerushalayim Yemei Aniya Umeruda Kol Machmadel Shahayu Lami Yemei Kedem. So what's that pasuk telling us? Remember Jerusalem Yemei Aniya Umeruda, the downtrodden, afflicted, sad days. Kol Machmadeha, all of its glory, Shahayu Lam Yimei Kedem, that it had in the old days. Nestiru Minei Bei. So the Pasha way of reading the Pasuk is, on the downtrodden days, now that we don't have a Mikdash, you should remember the glory, the old glory of the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rav Salvechik, no. It's telling you two things to remember. It's telling you two mitzvahs of Zecher. Zecher L'Churban and Zecher L'Mikdash. One thing remember is Aniyo Meruda. Remember how sad and downtrodden things are. Remember Churban. Make a Zecher L'Churban. Efer Makla Brosh Chasanim. Remember to leave a place at the table without the Kasat Taharsina. But also, kol machmedeha shahayu lo mimi akedem, you also need to remember the glory and the splendor of the Beis HaMikdash. That's kol machmedeha, that you also need to remember. And that's Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph. That's Tzion Hi Doresh Eila, where we're able to bring the Kedusha throughout our lives. There's a lot more that this helps explain, but okay. Considering you have to figure out how this works with Korech, we do Zechel Mikdash Kehillah. Maybe I'll just say one word about that. If Korech is a Zechel Mikdash, and the real key of Zechel Mikdash is to actually bring to mind what the Mikdash was. It's not so much the Maisa Mitzvah that you're doing; it's the key of remembering the Mikdash. This is how they did it. There's a big tumult in the poskim why it is that in the Haggadahs it says you should say Zecher LeMikdash Kehillel before eating the Korech, because after all the bracha on Al-Achilas Matzah was made before, and you're not supposed to be mafsik between Al-Achilas Matzah and when you finish eating whatever might be the mitzvah of matzah, and Korech might be the real mitzvah of matzah. So how could you interrupt with Zecher LeMikdash Kehillel? But if you hold the real Korech is a Kiyum Shebelev, that we do this Maisa, but the Maisa is really just to generate a Kiyum Shebelev of remembering Yerushalayim. If it's really a Kiyum Shebelev, then it makes sense that this is part of it. This is what the bracha's on. It's more on the word Zecher LeMikdash Kehillel than it is on the actual eating. The eating is only the Maisa mitzvah. The Zecher LeMikdash Kehillel is the Kiyum mitzvah. Goes more on those words than it does on the eating. So of course you can say those words before. That would explain the minhag, which seems to be against what the Bir Halacha suggests to do in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so we'll stop there.